We do. There's David. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl.
I'm guessing you were probably with a customer. Something like that.
Something like that.
Very good. The winners were announced yesterday in the annual contest, the Thank You Dad essay contest. I am not sure how you pick from them. You had about 600 essays on Understand. And how do you come up with the winners in a group like that?
It's very difficult, but because they are wonderful letters, heartwarming, and so true to life, and they reflect life as it is today for many children.
And it's not always, it's kind of like that old, it's not your father's Oldsmobile. It's different for everybody. Families are structured differently.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we did have over 600 letters, these just happened to come to the top, and we wish we could give each and every child a hug and to tell them how special their letters were, and they were. But we had to pick some winners, and we did that, and they were representative of just so many other children. But these were the children that we chose, and they were very special.
Tell me about the winning letter. What popped out at you from that one that just grabbed a hold of you?
Well, some of them had humor. And maybe not even they weren't even trying to be humorous. They just were. They were persuasive. Just the way they talked about the meaning of what their father meant to them and how he would mend their heart when things were not going the way they wanted life to be, and just how their father made them feel. And that's what we tend to look for, and that's what speaks to us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I was just going to say the winner this year was 10-year-old Andrew Hughes of East Lansing. Was he pretty excited when he found out he wrote the winning essay?
I think they were all, he was excited, and he was a very charming young man, and his father was a real fine gentleman, and we really were going to have three winners this year, but with over 600 letters, it was hard to whittle it down, Andrew Hughes was a lovely young man, and then we had a terrific young lady by the name of Annie Zhao, who was 12 years old, and such an accomplished young lady, and she just wrote the most beautiful letter, and then Isabel Brogan wrote a wonderful letter, and each one just really hit a chord with us.
And they win. It's lots of fun for the whole family. Dad gets a new suit from Casa Checks, and then they get Lug Nuts tickets for the whole family.
That's right. The fathers do get a suit and tickets for the family. And we give the children, give their fathers during our little ceremony here a trophy, and the children get a certificate, and Big Lug is here, and they have their pictures taken, and so there's just a lot of facets to it, and we serve them lunch, and it's just a very meaningful ceremony and for all the family. And we had grandmas and grandpas here today, and aunts and uncles and teachers and principals, and so it was a special day for them.
Well, it's a special day for them. It's something in the community we look forward to every year. This is the 16th year, and it helps us remind us that Father's Day is just around the corner on Sunday as well, and not too late to go shopping at Casa Checks either.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Cheryl, and
always
good to visit with you.
Very good. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. It's
absolutely
a great event every year. Good night.
Thank you. Bye now.
We've